talking of traffic and travel and all things Crawley, let's join Joe Exler, our reporter, who's on the scene now. That fire at the Tesla dealership. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Neil.
Tell us what you can see there.
It's a scene that's very busy. It's a scene that seems to have calmed down a little bit now. There's actually no fire from the building, but it looks like the fire brigade are currently damping down any hotspots with a small bit of smoke coming from the top of the building. There is ALP, an aerial ladder platform from Sussex and neighbouring county Surrey as well. So quite a large emergency response around here at the Tesla garage.
Now, what sort of damage has been done there? Are you able to see much from your position?
I am right in front of it. It seems like it's come from the top of the roof. The aerial ladder platform has spun over the top of the actual Tesla building, as I say, damping down any hotspots. There is some water that looks like it's running out the doors. No damage to the side of the entrance to Tesla, but to where the garage side seems to be, there's a lot of damage. You could only possibly imagine that the fire may have started from the garage.
Now, West Sussex Fire and Rescue have described this as a significant fire. Is that the case?
I would agree with that, yes. They have sent their, like a bus, a incident control unit point, which I know is used for large fires. The South East Coast Ambulance Service has also sent their specialist teams here. But it looks like some of the equipment is starting to be packed away, and obviously fire investigation will start from this point onwards.
That sounds good news indeed, and hopefully all the fire crews are safe with the fire of this incident, because, you know, Tesla with various batteries is a little bit difficult, isn't it?
Yes, indeed. There's plenty of room around here. The fire engines, a couple of fire engines look like they're starting to pack away. It is busy on the main road between the Tesla garage and where the Audis and the Smith toy store is, so if you avoid that area as possible. But as I say, from now, the scene is starting to be dampened down. It's all calming down here in Crawley.
Now, how's the effect been on other local businesses? Is it backs on there to like Halfords and PC World and everything else?
So opposite is Yodel. It looks like the fire has been controlled very, very well. There's been no actual damage outside of the actual building. It looks like it's just come from the roof and inside the garage. It's been controlled very well by the fire service. Some of the Tesla cars have been lined up outside to the side road, I'm assuming, to get away from the fire. But none of the surrounding businesses that are around here outside Tesla have been involved.
That's good news indeed. Also, of course, we were very close to the perimeter of a Gatwick airport at Lowfield Heath there. I mean, was smoke blowing across the airport at all?
I saw some videos earlier and there was quite a lot of dark smoke rising, quite a lot of it bellowing from the top of the building. As I say, that has been controlled and the airport seems to be running fine with planes still taking off right next to Gatwick Airport.
Lovely, thank you very much. That's Joe Exler, our reporter, live on the scene at County Oak Way in Crawley, with the scene of the big, significant fire, as West Sussex Fire and Rescue have put it this morning, at the Tesla dealership in just around the back of the industrial area there. And it has gone up in what is significant flames and smoke. Has been dealt with quite effectively and very, very quickly by fire services from both West Sussex Fire and Rescue and Surrey Fire and Rescue Service as well. Joe Exler, thank you very much.
Thank you, Neil.